I'm going to give you three more tips to help you to trust in God, to have greater confidence in Him. Do not let fear, doubt, anxiety enter into your mind. In this video, we are going to discuss something that is critically important in the spiritual life, and that is confidence. Our Lord Jesus Christ is not nice. In fact, if you were to take a look at the Gospels, not only is Jesus not nice, sometimes He acts indifferent, sometimes He comes off as a little bit of a jerk. In those kind of situations, we can be assured our Lord is not a jerk. Our Lord is not rude. We just have to dig a little bit deeper, understand the context a little bit better. So we're going to get into a passage that sounds extremely problematic, but it is going to highlight the point, confidence, confidence, confidence. So this is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Because here, our Lord does seem rather rude, rather indifferent, but there's a profound lesson that many of us need to take to heart. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But He did not say a word in answer to her. Our Lord is undeniably pushing this lady aside. This woman says, "Have pity on me, Lord. My daughter is tormented by a demon." And it says, He did not say a word to her. Imagine, you're going to Jesus, you're praying, "Lord, help me," and He ignores you. And on top of that, His disciples came and asked, "Send her away. She keeps calling out after us." So the church authorities are sending you away. Jesus is ignoring you. And He says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," saying, "I'm not going to do this." The woman came and replied, "Lord, help me." And He responds, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." So we have indifference first, then we have the apostles asking Jesus to send her away, then we have Jesus essentially calling this woman a dog. But what is the woman's response? And what is Jesus's lesson? The woman responds, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And Jesus responds, "O woman, how great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." This is a lesson in confidence. Our Lord does this often throughout the Gospels. People go to Him, they take a step forward, they insist, "I know who you are. I know what you can do." And because of their confidence, our Lord heals them or works some miracle in their favor. How often have we heard, "Your faith has healed you. Your extraordinary confidence has healed you." Think of the lame person that his friends took him, removed the roof from somebody's house, and lowered that person down. What did that require? Extraordinary confidence. When St. Peter was walking on water, our Lord rebuked him because he started to lose focus. He started to have anxiety and worry. And several times throughout the Bible, our Lord commands us, "Do not be anxious. Do not worry about what you will eat. Do not worry about what you will wear. Are not the birds fed? Are not the lilies of the field clothed?" Our Lord will do these things, but we have to have extraordinary confidence. If you look at the roots, con fide, with faith. What is confidence? Confidence is a heroic hope. When things are going well, we have a general confidence in God. We're healthy, nobody's bothering us, things are going in our favor. We're like, "Yeah, God's got me. God is good." And then when something bad happens that doesn't go our way, that doesn't meet our expectations, we begin to be anxious. When bills need to be paid, when people get sick, when somebody dies, that shakes our confidence. Especially when all human help seems to be absent. At that point, what should happen? So my confidence is normally here and my problem is here and I'm good. But when the problems go higher, my confidence needs to raise with that circumstance. I'm going to recommend to you a great book that I've been reading that has really helped me in the spiritual life, and that's called The Book of Confidence by Father Thomas de Saint Laurent. So often we hear where our Lord is insulted when we have a lack of confidence in Him and His love for us. We have to raise with our problems. Now, there's a deeper message hidden in here, because it has to do with the Virgin Mary and the power of her intercession. I don't have the kind of confidence as this woman does. I pray, I don't get an answer. I pray, it seems as if Jesus is telling me no. The church officials are saying this is hopeless. This woman in here has heroic confidence, what we should be striving for. So let's be very careful about what does she say. A woman calls out, "Have pity on me. My daughter is tormented by a demon." When Our Lady intercedes for us, if you are a child of Mary, she doesn't just say, "Lord, help Gabriel. He's really suffering. Help Gabriel. Please help him." No, Our Lady says, "Have pity on me. Gabriel is suffering." Our Lady loves us so much that it causes her pain to see me suffering. And she goes on my behalf and doesn't say, "Have pity on Gabriel." She says, "God, have pity on me. Have pity on me, his mother, because it torments me to see him this way." And if you look at all the major Marian apparitions, Our Lady's message has been very consistent. Let's take a look at the message of Our Lady of Guadalupe. She says this to Juan Diego, "Hear me and understand well, my little son, that nothing should frighten you or grieve you." This message is for us. "Nothing should frighten you or grieve you. Let not your heart be disturbed. Do not fear sickness, nor any other illness or anguish. Am I not here who is your mother? Are you not under my protection? Am I not your health? Are you not happily within my fold? What else do you wish? Do not grieve nor be disturbed by anything." Our Lord doesn't want us to be anxious because of His goodness. We see that He provides. Who will ask their father for a loaf of bread and will receive a stone? Who will ask their father for a fish and will receive a serpent? Our Lord is saying, "I, who am good, will offer you good things." Our Lord wants to take care of us spiritually, yes, but also in this life for our temporal needs. But how much more confidence should we have that we have a mother that says, "Please do not be anxious. Do not worry about illness. Do not worry about anything. Do not let any anxiety come to you." So what happens? An illness does come. I have to say, He's going to bring about a greater good. Never was it known that anybody who called upon the Virgin Mary was left unaided. You get in a situation where you have an extraordinary bill or you have some sort of extraordinary circumstance that you cannot meet. As your human help begins to diminish, your confidence in divine help should begin to grow. How often have we seen that when it seems that we're at the end of our rope, God intervenes at the very, very last minute and everything seems to work out. Everything that we feared does not come to pass. That is our Lord's way to make it clear that He provides. Our Lady of Good Help, which was a church-approved apparition in Wisconsin, I'm going to be making a documentary on that. The last thing that the Blessed Virgin Mary says to Adele Breeze, "Go and fear nothing." So Guadalupe, do not worry, do not be anxious. Our Lady of Good Help, go and fear nothing, I will help you. I'm a big proponent of the miraculous medal. What does the Virgin Mary say? Wear this medal around your neck, but especially wear it with confidence. When a bad thing happens, I'm wearing the medal. It's my faith in the Virgin Mary. It's a sign that Mary's my mother. It's a sign that Our Lady is the mediatrix of all grace. It's a sign that the Virgin Mary loves me and she keeps her promises. Do not let fear, doubt, anxiety enter into your mind. Saint Therese of Lisieux, Doctor of the Church, said, "I have to do everything possible not to worry about the past. I focus completely on the present moment. I leave my past to the mercy of God. I leave the future to God's providence, an extraordinary trust in God's providence. All things, inspired word of God, sacred scripture, all things work for the good of those who love the Lord." You love the Lord, inspired word of God says, even when bad things come, our Lord will bring good out of that. How much more so for the children of Mary, our mother who's nothing but sweetness and consolation. There is no harshness in her. She's nothing but mercy and love. Call upon her, have extraordinary confidence. As the circumstance gets worse, your confidence in the Virgin Mary gets greater. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, you made many promises to us. You said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened for you. You said, anything we ask of the Father in your name, he will grant it. In your name, we ask for the grace of confidence. Give us a heroic hope. Give us a strong commitment of the will to not worry, to not be anxious, but to be patient. Blessed Virgin Mary, you're our mother. You love us with the love of all the mothers who have ever lived combined. Help us to receive nourishment. Help us to receive sweetness with you, in you, and through you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I'm going to give you three more tips to help you to trust in God, to have greater confidence in Him. Number one, ask God for the grace. Say, God, give me the grace to trust in you. Give me the grace to have hope in you. Tip number two, we're going to have desolation. The devil is going to agitate and pick at what our weaknesses are. You might be having an extraordinary diabolical attack on your mind. In those cases, pray the Most Holy Rosary. This is consolation. These are the words of sacred scripture. The words Hail Mary always bear fruit. They bring light in the darkness. And never was it known that anybody who went to Our Lady did not bear that fruit. Pray this, and although your circumstance might not change, your attitude will change. Your outlook will change. And then finally, you might be saying, well, some people do starve. Some people do go through destitution. But that's not the norm, and that's why I encourage you to read this book called The Book of Confidence by Father Thomas de Saint Laurent, and he covers that. That is a special cross for special circumstances where God walks with that person through that particular trial. That's not the norm. The norm is God provides for those who love Him. These pages radiate with confidence. So again, I recommend you check out this book. Now, next, finally, I'm going to go start and film our very next video right now. It's going to be about the Militia of the Immaculata and Maximilian Kolbe and how we can live out that type of consecration in our own lives.
I'm right here beside you. You're not alone. You've an army inside. So don't be afraid.